If you want to be a godly man, you've got to not only read the Bible daily, see last video, but pray daily. And a lot of the comments I made about daily Bible reading apply to prayer as well. Make it a priority, be concentrated, be focused, be vigorous, and so on. But I want to give you three extra helps for daily prayer. The first one is this: pray the Bible. So it's good to pray before you read your Bible. Just pray briefly, ask for God's light and guidance. But generally, your bigger prayer should be after your Bible reading so that you have material to pray over. So, for example, if you read about Christ, pray to the Lord and thank Him for the incarnation. If you read about a sin, confess that sin. If you read about a grace and a gift, ask God to give you that grace, that gift. If you read about the church, pray for your church. If you read about missions, pray for missions. If you read about the ungodly, pray for the ungodly, and so on. And that way you keep your prayers fresh every day because the Bible's fresh every day. So pray the Bible. Number two, pray Acts, A-C-T-S. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. I use this myself. So adoration, praising God for who He is. Confession, confessing sins generally and specifically. T, thanksgiving for what God has done for us and given to us. And supplication, asking Him for things and for help in our life. And it might seem a bit kind of routine and mechanical, but I find that it's just a good structure. And what you say under each of the four headings can vary every day. And therefore, again, you get freshness in your prayers. And then the last help is this: pray the circles. So under supplication, here's a way to go. Circle one, this is the smallest circle. That's yourself, your own needs, your own cares, your own anxieties. Pray about yourself. That's the center. Then a larger concentric circle, circle two, that's your family. Those who God has bound you together with in marriage and by birth. God's placed them in your lives as a special responsibility in prayer. And then the third circle, again, wider circle, is your church, your pastor, your elders, your fellow church members, the unconverted in your church. Pray for them. And then the fourth circle, the biggest circle, is everything else. So praying for the world, praying for the nation, praying for justice to be done, praying for casting down of wickedness and the promotion of good and right and virtue and so on. So it brings a bit of order to prayer, but it also should bring a bit of variety and freshness. So action for this week: start prayer and maybe use one of these three methods over the next 3 days. Start by praying the Bible, then pray Acts, then pray the circles, and maybe just keep rotating them. And although, again, initially it might feel a bit artificial and strained, it will become natural, become normal. And your prayers will be fresh and regular and lively and edifying for yourself. And then when you pray in public, they'll be edifying to others too. So, real men, pray.